We are joined by attorney, lawyer, barrister extraordinaire Jeff O'Brien from Chestnut Gambrone. And Jeff, we talk about a lot of things. I mean, we talk about news, we talk about sports, but right now, the sport, even though, you know, college basketball, South Carolina beats Connecticut last night, Bobby Aryama gets his first loss in a championship game, there's that, the NCAA men's championship tonight, Kansas, North Carolina, baseball starting up, we've got the Masters starting, Tiger still hasn't decided, he calls it like a game time decision, but the real story for Minnesota sports is your Minnesota Wild. Win again last night. They are, what, 9-1-2 in their last 12 games. And they pick up this Fleury fella, Marc-Andre Fleury, undefeated three games, you know, in a row since he got there. And Cam Talbot's been terrific for them in goal as well. And this team is just, they had a real bad streak a while ago, you know, but now it's forgotten and they seem to be buzzing into the playoffs.
Yeah, they really are. You know, Kaprizov, you know, everything started when they re-signed, you know, Kirill. And you know, clearly this is a guy that I would say, even if after two seasons, is the greatest player to ever put on a Wild uniform. And that beats and that includes Marian Gabrick. I mean, this guy is just unstoppable. And then on top of that, now you've got, the Fleury. The fan buzz over Fleury is kind of funny. We were talking off air that you really haven't seen the Minnesota sports fans go nuts over a guy who's won a lot of championships someplace else since maybe Favre, when Favre played for the Vikings. I mean, there's, you know, Soda Stick's got a Wildflower T-shirt out. I mean, everybody is just, you know, love. There's every place that you see, you know, the flowers, because that's, you know, his last name, the nickname. But it's just, it's just amazing. I mean, they just seem to get more and more dominant. And the funny thing is, I was on a Zoom call with someone on Friday in Texas, and they're a hockey fan, and they're from here, and they said, "Are the Wild for real?" And we got to they're talking about the Wild, and I said, "It's hard to decide which team is hotter right now between the Wild and the Timberwolves, because they're also on the other side of the river, they're lighting it up."
Yeah, well, but you know, your comment about Kaprizov, he's already broken Gabrick's single season scoring record, and he's got more than a dozen games left. So he has a shot at getting 100 points this year. It's not outrageous that he would do that
by any means.
No, he is amazing. And the Wolves, you know, the Wolves to me, though, they were, which is what you want to do. You got to beat the teams you're better than, and I think they've been doing that, but they had come up or have come up over the last week against some good teams, and it didn't go great for them. They did put up a pretty good win the other night, but this team, I don't know if I trust it. I trust the Wild a lot more.
I'd feel better about the Wolves if they can get into one of the seeds where they're guaranteed a playoff spot. Right now, I believe they're in the spot where they have to do the play-in, right?
Yep.
But Utah's got a tough schedule. They're fading down the stretch. If the Wolves can overtake Utah for that sixth seed, they're in. And then they can work from there. I like the Wild's chances better than the Wolves' chances, but I think I will say this, as someone who represents a bunch of bars and restaurants who got their butts kicked last 2 years because of the state's COVID lockdown measures, having the Wild and the Wolves hot and in the playoffs is good for the hospitality.
Oh, absolutely.
People are out drinking. I went to pick up takeout at my little favorite place here in town. And they do free shots after a Wild goal, and they were scrambling because Josh had just scored goal number two in the first period last night, and they were whipping up another batch of shots.
Why not?
And the place was packed. So people are coming out to watch all the games, and that's great.
Well, and then I want to shift gears again on you. We talked off the air. I mentioned it in the first segment about Lindsay Whalen, and you made a great point. I mean, I was thinking about this yesterday. I've known her since she was in high school. I've covered her. Always got along great with her. Still do. Sent her a little congratulatory text yesterday, which she acknowledged. I figured she'd never see it or get to it with all the ones she was getting. Or the other day, whenever, I think it came out Saturday, news broke initially. But when you think of the Mount Rushmore of greatest athletes, particularly what they accomplished, we don't have a Minnesota Mikan, except he didn't play in any Olympics. In terms of the number of championships one individual has won, she's right at the top. between the Olympics and WNBA titles and still being a record holder in the WNBA.
And not only that, Bob, but, you know, she really is, if there's one single person that has transformed women's basketball in the state, it's Lindsay Whalen. Because, you know, she, I mean, who went to Gophers women's basketball games before Lindsay Whalen got there and made that program respectable?
Hey, she moved them to the barn. They used to be in their own little arena that now is just volleyball, and she has taken them. Yeah, she not almost single-handedly, I was going to say not single-handedly, but almost took them into the big arena.
And no one cared about the Lynx until she showed up either. I've argued for a long time, you know, there's statues of George Mikan and Sid Hartman at Target Center. For sure there should be a Lindsay Whalen statue joining those for what she did for the Lynx. And she probably should have one over at the Pavilion too, because she's that much of a transformative player. I put her up there in terms of ranking the Mount Rushmore. You know, I always start with Dave Winfield, Kevin McHale, Neil Broughton. And for that fourth slot, you can make a strong argument that she should be the fourth member of Minnesota's Mount Rushmore.
Okay, then I hope you have Kirby Puckett on there somewhere. Now Puck and I didn't get along.
Minnesota native. Yeah.
Oh, I got you.
So she's in the conversation with Joe Mauer, Paul Molitor, Jack Morris, Ken Herbeck. You got to put her up just for the sheer number of championships. So, I think you got to jump her ahead of the other ones.
You put her fourth. Who would be fifth? And Bud, by the way, grew up in Superior. He did do all of his sports here, but he was not a native of Minnesota. So who do you put it at number five?
Fifth is tough. You know, if you're looking at championships, you probably got to go with Jack Morris or Paul Molitor, the one in Toronto. It depends on your criteria. You know, you look at a guy like Joe Mauer, who was a multi-sport star, and just happened to choose baseball. You know, he's kind of more of the Dave Winfield type. It's hard to decide who between that. We've had a lot of guys that came out of here that have been very talented athletes. I still tell you, you're never going to beat Dave Winfield being drafted by four different leagues in three different sports.
All right, now you went with Winfield, Broughton, McHale, Lindsay Whalen, and maybe Molitor or Morris.
Yeah. Morris probably honorable mention, yeah.
Okay, well, he's not there, but of your five, how many make the all-time Minnesota sports Mount Rushmore, for just as that, you know, whether they were college or pro athletes? Puckett's getting up there, I'm sure, right?
Yep.
Alan Page, who are you putting?
Oh, my God, it'd be too hard to do. We'd do the whole show just for that. I don't know how think about it. You've had Puckett, you've had Rod Carew, Tony Oliva, Harmon Killebrew.
Well, look, all the Vikings should be leaving off.
Yeah, the Vikings. Yeah, I mean, you could do a Mount Rushmore off of each of the teams here, you know?
Well, see, I really think...
It's just
Here's my two locks. I think Mikan and people forget, you know, when you go back that, they didn't see him play, so they don't put him on there. But Mikan and Lindsay Whalen certainly belong on it. And then,
Mikan is underappreciated in this era. I mean, they literally changed the rules because of the guy being in the key and just basically standing there. I mean, he was one of a kind.
All right, and actually going back, you know, we were trying to get the fifth one from Minnesota. Tough to pass on Bronco Nagurski too. What he did in the college and pro game. So there's a lot of arguments with those. Hey, before we wrap up, Elon Musk, as you pointed out off the air to me, bought 9.2% of Twitter. He is now the largest shareholder. He bought it for $2.9 billion. It's now worth, on Friday he bought it, open today, it's now worth $3.5 billion at the beginning of trading. So he has had a great impact there. And you're guessing, right, that he's going to wind up taking it over, and that means that people won't be getting tossed.
He's been a very vocal critic of their deplatforming people. He's a very big free speech advocate. And there have been a number of folks, you know, he's been conversing with, because I follow him on Twitter, that have been advocating, begging for him almost to buy it and throw everybody out and put people back on the platform, which would include, of course, Donald Trump. And you have to think, if you're going to spend $3 billion on something, that you've got that play in mind.
Hey, so pocket change
I
for
think,
him.
I think we're starting the path to Elon Musk taking over Twitter. At least I hope that's the case.
No issue there, and Who got to nudge President Biden when he dozed off standing the other day? And also before that, or before or after that, he identified his wife as a former vice president. Of course, the White House said, oh, he meant himself, not his wife. Mm-hmm. But yeah, there's some issues there. Anyway, Jeff, as always.
81 million votes.
Anyway, Jeff, thanks so much. Jeff O'Brien, Chestnut Cambrone. If you have any, if you have a bar or restaurant or you have any questions for an attorney, reach out to Jeff and he'll take care of you. Anyway, here we go. We'll take a quick break and the BS show will be right back.